Mexico, from America. I know that there was even a video posted last night on social media implying that the Louis Vuitton store in the Mall of Africa, which doesn't even exist, was being broken into. That, again, was from the USA. There's so much fake and false information that is being spread, and it really does not help. Same thing with the video of the cops loading stuff into their car. A lot has been said about that. It has been used to be like, look, the police are also looting. But actually, that was confiscated goods that they were trying to load in to take to the police station. So here it is, Dan chatting to Africa Check about how to spot those fake news videos, and specifically how we can stop the spread of that, because it does not contribute to anything at the moment. So listen up.
Africa Check time. Kate Wilkinson, thank you so much for joining us. Africa Check, an organization that exists to try and spread the truth and dispel fake news all across Africa, has been doing a lot of work. Have you guys been busy?
We have been busy, Dan. We're used to it, though. We see, you know, over the years that we've been operating, there are always these flashpoints, whether it's for our teams in Kenya, Nigeria, or South Africa, where tensions are high, people's lives are at risk, and it's important that we insert accurate information into public debate and decision-making.
Can we start, please, with that video of police putting cooler boxes into a van and this claim that they were looting and rioting with the rioters in Durban? Was there anything in that?
Yeah, so for listeners who haven't seen that video, someone's filming from a bit of a vantage point. They're looking down at a police van, and there are about three police officers who are bringing cooler boxes and bags and baskets, and they're packing them into a police van. And the caption shared with this video says that these are Durban Metro Police who are loading looted goods into their van, and it says this is disgraceful. And obviously in South Africa, this really feeds into our perceptions about crime, about the police, and this just spread like wildfire. So we started looking into it, and we found that Etegweni Municipality had actually released a statement about this. They had seen the video sharing online. They had noted people's concerns, and they did an investigation. And they said that they found that the police officers in this video were confiscating looted goods. And I know I can imagine all of your listeners rolling their eyes now, because we know that police have in the past been implicated in criminal activities. But the question that I want everyone to ask themselves is, when you watch that video, how can you tell the difference between police officers doing legitimate duties and confiscating goods as opposed to looting goods? And that is the sort of critical thinking we need to engage before we click share and we spread what turned out to be a false and misleading video.
Wow, that's absolutely right on. And there were a number of other kind of crazy stories that went viral. Obviously, yesterday, everybody was so fearful and uncertain about the Defence Force going out onto the streets across South Africa. And it seemed like there was some kind of screenshots that allegedly claims that the police have been told that they could shoot to kill.
So this is actually what I think is the scariest piece of false information that we debunked. It was a screen recording from a WhatsApp group where someone was recording a voice note. And in this voice note, an unidentified woman claimed, amongst other things, that the police had given instructions to armed civilians, just ordinary members of the public, that they were allowed to shoot to kill looters and protesters. And wow, on this one tweet that where we found the example, it had been viewed nearly 130,000 times. It had been retweeted 1,600 times. And that is only on one tweet. So you can only imagine how far this went on WhatsApp and on other social networks. And we viewed this as a very, very significant piece of false information, because it's an example where you can clearly see how false information could lead to someone being killed and someone taking an illegal action. So we got in touch with the National Joint Operational and Intelligence Structures, who are coordinating a lot of the responses to the protest. And we were told clearly and definitively by them that the police have never issued a statement requesting communities with firearms to assist. And they said that if anyone has a concern, they need to report incidents to their nearest police station. And we saw just on the 13th of July, a couple of days ago, Betty Pele, the Minister of Police, reiterating this, where he urged civilians not to take the law into their own hands.
Sure. And you guys are doing such important work. There are a couple of other examples, and it's just wild to me how, in hindsight, it's often very obvious that it was fake news or misinformation or not about us, but in the moment, because there's another example that you guys debunk, which is this this video of these protesters being blasted by a water cannon from very close range. Some of these protesters being knocked back 10, 15, 20 meters. And the claim again was that this was happening in South Africa during these protests. And I looked at it and it didn't even, I mean, I didn't really simmer in about whether or not it was true. But then you guys just pointed out, guys, there's a whole Venezuelan flag that somebody is holding or has painted on a shield in that protesting group. Why would there be a Venezuelan flag if this was in South Africa? And I thought, okay, that's obvious now that it's been pointed out to me. But the first time I saw it, I absolutely did not clock for that.
Yeah, and, you know, Dan, you're not alone in that. We have to remember that at very stressful times when people are tense and emotions are running high, like what we're living through now, we are caught up in the moment. We're panicking, we're scared, we're angry, we're emotional, we're tired. And when we're in those states, our critical thinking skills are shortcut. You know, we are reactive, we share, we want to feel like we're doing something. So we think that by sharing or spreading information, we're helping in some way. But we do need to take that moment to pause and to think about whether what you're seeing could be true or false, because a lot of what we're seeing online is correct. And it's important that those images and videos are spread.
This is 5FM.